We have several concerns that are to do with electoral processes as we go towards May 20th, 2014 for the polls. The first concern was the registration process itself, which was concluded in December 2013. The numbers that Malawi Electoral Commission registered have been challenged by political parties and other stakeholders. These concerns have been registered through the National Elections Consultative Forum, where political parties and the MEC interact and civil society participate in that. The statistics that were registered and the statistics that are with the Malawi National Statistics Office, they differ a bit. So we thought maybe by now Malawi Electoral Commission would have dealt with this anomaly, but it is still there. The second concern is to do with the voter verification exercise. 3-4 weeks ago, they had embarked on this exercise, but it was a total flop, and they had to withdraw. And we were promised that they are going to roll out a fresh exercise, and it will have very minimal errors. So this fresh exercise have started, and they are very serious errors that are coming out of this exercise. The other issue is trying to level the playing ground. Both state-controlled media and private media, they are up to now showing some biases, they report. And therefore, the ground is not leveled enough. The other thing is that the ruling party is using state resources to do its campaign. And we have seen that it's only the president who is campaigning across the country, and she's using the state resources. So those are part of so many issues we have raised to both to Malawians as well as to Malawi Electoral Commission.
Have you officially petitioned the Malawi Electoral Commission about these concerns that you just enumerated?
Normally, every month, we have the National Electoral Consultative Forum, and all concerns are piled there. And much of the concerns have been coming from political parties, more especially those in the opposition. On top of that, the Grand Coalition is being supported by its own member, Malawi Electoral Support Network. That's a network of NGOs, faith-based organizations that looks at the electoral processes. And the leadership of that network have had several meetings with Malawi Electoral Commission.
Where do you draw the line between state resources being used by the president to campaign? Because the president is still the president of the country and she needs to campaign. Where do you draw the line?
The challenge is that probably in Malawi we have been calling for transparency on the resources, public resources, and the transparency on how political parties are financed, both opposition as well as the government. This has not come forth up to now. And indeed, the president cannot jump into a bus to go to campaign. But if you look at the way the resources are being used, we still have the state media following her up wherever she is, and the covering and the broadcasting the so-called developmental rallies, and while clearly they seem to be political rallies.
Officials of the Electoral Commission that I have spoken with have said that they are trying to address some of these concerns you've expressed in order to ensure the credibility and transparency of the elections. Do you doubt these assurances from the Electoral Commission?
Since January 2014, the time we had the very first National Elections Consultative Forum, they have been assuring us to say we are addressing this concern. And so far, they seem to have given more of lip service than probably delivering on the expectations. expectations. At the same time, we know that indeed there is a bit of time that they can turn around the lapses. But bearing also in mind that we have only a few days now to go to the polls. So like the registration and the contested statistics in terms of the registered voters, that was the challenging December 2013, soon after closing the registration. Up to date, those numbers are still being challenged. So we sometimes have some doubt to say, if they have stayed for more than 3 months dealing with this, what guarantee do we have for them to deal with these issues with only 21 days to come?